From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me today, friends. It is Thursday, August 15th, the Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We'll have more on that a little bit later. Coming up on the show, Julie Nelson's going to talk at 7:25 today, a little Catholic Women Now. I think they're going to be live at the Iowa State Fair, which is exciting. We'll have Ellen Miller coming up at 7:45 today. We're going to talk all things Mary's Meals. On July 30th, they had a huge announcement. And we're going to tell you what that announcement is coming up in the second half hour. And if you've never heard of Mary's Meals, look, there's always people popping in and out here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll give you some details of it and ways you can get involved. But, boy, this announcement was huge, and I'm really excited about it because my wife and I really enjoy and support any way we can Mary's Meals, especially here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also on the show today, you know, I touched on this just briefly the other day. I didn't really kind of get into it, but I'd like to get into it a little bit more today. It was always the plan to get into it, so we're going to do it. In the wake of the recent Pew Research study that came out that showed the less than exciting, is that the nice way of putting it, numbers of people's beliefs in the Eucharist, the true presence of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, we have some ways to be able to shore up Christ Jesus' presence in our own life and to really come to understand it. Because that's really the only way this is going to change in the United States of America, is if we really shore up our belief and understanding what the church teaches here regarding Holy Communion. So we'll have that for you coming up sooner rather than later. Also, yesterday, of course, we celebrated the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. I read a nice piece last night, actually, and I said, you know, I got to include that. It is short, nothing too long, on his most powerful weapon for evangelization. So I'll have that for you coming up here as well. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo today. We'll have your weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. And again, it is a solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we'll have that in for your saint of the day today. It's a holy day of obligation, by the way. So call your parish or look on their website and find the mass times. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, what is happening, John?
All right. We're out there at the Iowa State Fair yesterday.
Yes, we were. And you had a turkey loin on a stick.
You noticed.
I did notice.
Yes,
the non-carb version without the hot dog bun.
Boy, and it was delicious. That was one of the I've never had one of those before. That was the first time, and I think that's a new staple of mine because it's healthy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your big thing is to stay low carb, and yeah. I know you do your research. You found out that the turkey leg is the highest calorie.
A lot of calories. A lot of grease in right. that turkey leg. It's delicious, though, but it's just a lot of grease. But that, that loin on a stick was awesome and really worth the money. It wasn't, you know, crazy, outlandish for what you get.
Right.
Get a big
piece of meat. It was like $7 or something like that, I think. Yeah. And that was at the Turkey Federation right behind our booth. I know their turkey legs are 10.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But, I mean, $7 was a nice deal for the fair. So
John was girding his loins yesterday.
I was. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
All over his face.
Oh, it's delicious.
Man. It was like he was just salivating and slobbering.
Well, they have the
down.
Sauces you can put on it, too, and the pickles and all that. So I'm telling you, head your way over to the turkey stand.
We had to find him a towel because a napkin just wouldn't cut it.
Oh,
it was bad.
I know. You got to take a half a bottle of water to rinse off after that thing.
Well, so. Here we go. We are ready for Day number 8 of the Iowa State Fair from the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Sawa. It is 63 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio, and we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's going to happen late this afternoon, a high of 80. They're going to continue late tonight. They are likely during the overnight down to 65, and then tomorrow it looks like another chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning and then becoming a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the day, a high of 83. As we look ahead to the weekend, showers and thunderstorms, a slight chance on Saturday, a high of 85, and then more showers and thunderstorms for Extreme Sunday at the Iowa State Fair and a high of 87. Again, today is day number 8 of the Iowa State Fair. Be sure to stop by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth on the west side of the Ann and Bill Riley stage this morning, 9 a.m. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder will be live at the Iowa State Fair. Also, Iowa State Fair officials are reminding you as the temperatures are starting to creep back up into the weekend, it's going to be another warm one as we wrap up the Iowa State Fair this weekend. Stay hydrated as you're making your way through the fairgrounds. Speaking of fair food, I know John's listening to this one. They announced the best new food for 2019 at the Iowa State Fair. They did this yesterday. And the winner is, which I think you suggested, Bell, to go get this at G-Migs. But it was the Georgie's Roast with the most wrap.
Well, I feel like they've won a number of times.
No, this is the first time they've won. They've
really?
Always been the bridesmaid, but never the bride.
Okay. I knew they were up there because they always, and they are delicious, too. They're good.
Well, that was the one that won. They are, of course, located just west of the Iowa Catholic Radio booth. The Georgie's Roast with the Most Wrap is a cheddar tortilla wrapped with beef pot roast and has a white rice mixture with candy corn salsa and sour cream drizzle.
That's not low carb, everyone. Not low carb.
Sounds like breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print in Major League Baseball. The Cubs lost to the Phillies last night 11-1. The Twins also lost to the Brewers 6-5. But the Cardinals, they beat the Royals 6-0 and the White Sox over the Astros 13-9. Today's Dallin Catholic sports calendar. There is no Dallin Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dallin Catholic High School football season opener Friday night, August 30th against Waukee at Valley Stadium. Kickoff is at 7. Broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio from the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, 63 right now. The Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and a high of 80. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports update on John Lee and Eddie in the morning. We'll have a check on traffic next. For Mark Ramadeo, I'm Jimmy Olson.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
No problems to pass along as we get started off this morning. Running about 7 minutes from the west and east mixer into downtown on 235. But as the morning moves on, the traffic is really going to start picking up for day number 8 of the Iowa State Fair around the fairgrounds. Thanks to Builderken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builderken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. And that's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right. You know, which story to get to first? Boy, there's so many good ones here this morning I wanted to cover. Let's talk a little bit about St. Maximilian Kolbe. As we celebrated his feast day yesterday, hopefully you asked him and his intercession for in your nightly prayers and your prayers during the day. St. Maximilian Kolbe, he's a powerhouse, man. I mean, he is one of the more popular saints, I think, modern saints we have in the Catholic Church today, just because of course, I think, the heroic act of giving his life for the man with the family at Auschwitz. As World War II raged around him in Poland, it was raging at an all-time, really at its all-time worst. St. Maximilian Kolbe, he decided, instead of cowering, instead of hiding, he was just going to go all in. And how did he go all in? Well, he started using a printing press, which is why he's one of the patron saints of evangelization, because he used what he had in front of him to be able to try and media, by the way, to be able to try and preach the gospel. So he used the printing press, and he developed a different magazine called the Immaculate. He named it after Our Lady, and that got wide circulation. He would print different prayers and different articles and writings and teachings of the Catholic faith. It almost kind of became a mini catechism for people. You know, we have the catechism, the church's teachings, all bundled up in a nicely woven book, that you can purchase at Divine Treasures. They didn't really have that back then. There was no Divine Treasures. There was no Amazon. There was no, catechism of the Catholic Church, if you will. People could just kind of look up what the church teaches on this. So he decided he was going to kind of put something together like it, and he did. And it got wide circulation all around. But there was another weapon. And I think on the Solemnity of the Assumption here, this is really fitting. There was another weapon that Maximilian Kolbe used. What was that weapon that he used? In fact, he has a great quote on it I'll share with you. It was the miraculous medal. Yes. And he says this about the miraculous medal. Some of you wear one. He says, quote, "Even though a person be the worst sort, if only he agrees to wear the medal, give it to him, and then pray for him, and at the proper moment strive to bring him closer to his Immaculate Mother, so that he have recourse to her in all difficulties and all temptations." Even if they become the worst sort, he says, give it to him. Pray for him. Ask Our Lady to be able to be with them. This particular person. The worst of the worst, you might think. Well, look at them. Well, they're in need of conversion. And we're good at picking out other people. And if you feel, I'm the worst of the worst. Maybe you're listening right now. Get yourself a miraculous medal. Have it blessed by a priest. Wear it. And I'm not talking, you don't need one for $82, okay? There are many out there. Most places, I mean, my goodness, you'll be able to find them for a couple bucks, if that. You know, I know people that hand those things out, like Tootsie Rolls. They hand them out everywhere. Praise God. But the miraculous medal is powerful. He said this about the miraculous medal. He said, "This is truly our heavenly weapon." He said, it's like a bullet with which a faithful soldier hits the enemy and thus rescues souls. Ooh, it's like a bullet when you wear this thing. It was inspired, of course, by the Marian apparition of St. Catherine Laboure in Paris in 1830. The Virgin Mary appeared to St. Catherine as the Immaculate Conception, standing on a globe with light streaming from her hands and crushing a serpent under her foot. And St. Catherine said that a voice said to her, "Have a medal struck after this model, and whoever will wear it will receive great graces, especially if they wear it around their neck." And they did. And here it is today. So, on the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, we love our mother as Catholics. We love our mother. We celebrate her any chance we can get. And we do so today. Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. Our Lady of the Assumption. Pray for us. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Boy. Anyone and everyone, pray for us. All right. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit to some ways that we can answer, I think, the call today to be able to spread the good news of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, which is really the source and summit of our Christian life. It's everything. In the wake of the news coming out of the Pew Research study that says that most Catholics do not believe in the true presence, it was some 69-70% of Catholics. Now, that was just Catholics in general, those practicing and non-practicing. I believe it was 38-40%, somewhere in between there, regarding Catholics who actually do practice. That still, to me, is a tragedy. So we're gonna talk about some ways we can respond to that when we come back. John Leonetti in the Morning here on this Thursday, August 15th. Do not go anywhere. Thank you to Plaza Dental Group for underwriting the show, Dr. Stephanie Mohan and Plaza Dental Group. The experience is the name of the game. They know this. They've been in business for a long time, and they don't just have one or two dentists. They got an entire team of dentists, and they're all on the same page. That's the beauty, you know, and that's what you don't get a lot of times in business. They follow a comprehensive approach for each patient and their needs to ensure that everyone is given quality dental services. 515-612-7148, dmsmiles.com. Again, Dr. Stephanie, thank you for underwriting the show. That is dmsmiles.com.
Thank you, Blessma International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessma International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you to Skeptington's FormAware for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. The Mary's Meals Benefit Concert is back at Jasper Winery, hosted by Willie Farrell and music from Nashville band High South, Thursday, August 29th. Beverages available and barbecue from the Knights of Columbus. The concert starts at 6:30, Jasper Winery, 2400 George Flagg Parkway. For more information, visit Mary's Meals Concert Facebook page. Last year, the Mary's Meals Concert raised enough money to feed 1,300 children for a school year. Food for the Mary's Meals Concert provided by the Knights of Columbus. Learn more about Mary's Meals at marysmealsusa.org.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, vitaefamilycare.com.
Well, thank you, Dean Bell, BC Roofing, Bell Construction. You know, one of the things that separates Dean from anyone is Dean is there with you. He doesn't just send random people to the house to do a job. He's there. He wants to make sure to give you the bid. He wants to make sure that his team and everyone are on the right track. Be there for cleanup, just to make sure. And then to ask, hey, is everything good? You know, follow-up is big with Dean. That's why he's been in business for 30 years. 515-963-4494. That's 963-4494. All right, in the wake of the Pew Research study that talked about most Catholics do not believe in the true presence of the Eucharist, that can lead us into one of two corners. One, the depressing side. Two, the exciting time. What do I mean by exciting? Well, I mentioned this in the show today. You know, we live in a time here in the United States of America where, unlike really the church is seen here, especially in, you know, recent decades, where we truly are kind of a missionary church now. We know the numbers. You know, for every one person that's entering the Catholic Church today, 6.45 people are leaving. That's a lot of people. So every one person that's coming into the church today, 6.45 are actually leaving. What does that tell us? Well, we're bleeding. There's a hemorrhage here in our faith. And at one end, we could sit back and, you know, get down about it, blame the millennials, you know, the normal things. Or on the other end, we could get excited about it and become missionaries in our own homeland. And I choose that route. I think we got to do that. And it's not just because I have a microphone here. It's not just because I get to speak. Every single one of us are missionaries. If you're listening to this show right now, and you take your faith seriously, you're Catholic, you get to be the representation, you get to be the gospel that someone reads today. Because the only gospel most people in your life you're going to encounter are going to read, honestly, is you. So that should excite you a little bit. Get the blood going, right? And especially when it comes to the Eucharist, because this is the source and summit of Christian life. The real presence of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Truly, really, the church says substantially present in Holy Communion. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift we could ever possibly be given. And I know I've mentioned this quote before because it's my favorite quote regarding the Holy Communion, but it was St. Augustine. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, if God wanted to give us any more in this life, he couldn't, because he's already given us everything. He's given us himself in Holy Communion. God, there is no greater gift. Listen to this here. What St. Augustine is saying, there is no greater gift that God could give us on this earth if he wanted to. None. Zero. Zilch. There is no greater gift God could give us. Not even God himself could give us something greater. Why? Because he's given us himself. That's what kind of God we have. That should amaze us, friends. Of a God who gives us himself. So what are some ways we can become kind of missionaries about this? Well, one, we can't shy away from it. Okay? We can't hide, pretend like this problem doesn't exist any longer. This, and I'm talking to priests, lay people, all of us. We can't just decide, you know, sweep this under the rug. This is a major problem today. A major problem. And we got to do well to bring Jesus Christ into it. Allow the Holy Spirit to work through us here for it. So don't be afraid to talk about it. Bring up the poll. Talk about it with other fellow engaged Catholics, if you'd like. Use it as a source of conversation in your groups, Bible studies, maybe men's groups or women's groups. If you're a leader of a certain group, maybe at your parish or at your home, maybe make this a topic. You know, what are ways we're going to do this here at St. Pius? What are ways we're going to shore up, belief in the true presence of Jesus at Holy Trinity, or Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, or St. Francis? I don't know, wherever. What are ways we're going to do this? Because it's in our hands now, and it's not. Let me give you a demonstrative way for you not to do it. Pull up your email. Email Father, what's his name? Dear Father, I've noticed you don't preach enough on the Holy Communion. That's not how you do it. No, it's not just his job. If they do preach on the Eucharist and you hear them, afterwards, encourage them, thank them. It'd be a nice way to do it. Say, oh man, we need that today, Father. Thank you for that. Or, you really helped me here. Pull something out of that. But we can't be afraid to talk about it. Every single one of us. Especially talking to, you know, lay men and women that are leaders of their different groups. So that'd be a good start, right? And what do we lead with? Well, I mean, look at this. Even Satanists believe in the real presence of Jesus, folks. You know, even Satanists believe it. And we've seen plenty of examples of that. You know, look at the recent attacks on the Eucharist in France that we've seen. The desecration that's happening. And this happens all around the world. Look at the Oklahoma City case that we talked about, I believe it was last year or a couple years ago, where there was a satanic mass that was held in desecration of the Eucharist. You know, so even they believe it. And you can say that to someone. If you ever hear someone say, well, I don't really believe in that, or maybe a kid or grandkid, well, Satan does. Satanists do. What do you mean Satanists do? Well, here's an example. Here's another example. Here's another example. What do they see that you don't? And then on the flip side, you could talk about Eucharistic miracles. Learn about Eucharistic miracles. Share Eucharistic miracles. You know, there's times where I will give talks and I will include Eucharistic miracles in my talks when I'm talking specifically on the Eucharist. And I have just noticed over the years, I have noticed people's attention. I mean, it's just like, it's amazing when I get to these miracles. We love miracles. There's no doubt about it. But when I get to it, it really is something. It's fascinating to me. So you could talk about Eucharistic miracles. You could learn about those that have happened or are happening in our church today. And then you could talk about your own story. Now, don't be afraid to share that. How you've come to better understand. No one understands this fully. Okay, I go back to when my wife was becoming Catholic 9 years ago. I'll never forget You know, she said to me at one time after one of the RCIA classes, she said, I don't know if I can be Catholic. And here I am panicking. What do you mean you don't know if you can be Catholic? And she says, I don't know if I can be Catholic. I said, why not? And she said, I can't fully wrap my head around Jesus' true presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity. I don't fully understand that. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, when you do understand that, I want you to call the Pope. And I want you to explain to him that you fully understand that, okay? Because you're going to be the only person in the world that's ever been able to fully comprehend this. There is certainly elements of faith. She's very scientifically minded, my wife is. You know, so she likes, you know, those sorts of things. This, a lot comes from faith here, as we know. Now, there's certainly, the Lord gives us plenty of evidence to believe it and understand it. So don't beat yourself up if you don't fully get it. It's something we're always going to grow in. Every single saint was growing in this. Do you go to Eucharistic adoration? If you don't, that might be a good way to be able to shore up your belief in Holy Communion. But here's a way to be able to evangelize it a little bit. Instead of just going by yourself, go with your Facebook friends. Go with your Instagram friends. The day before, put up on your Facebook, hey, I got my holy hour tomorrow, and I just want to pray for you. I'm going to be in front of Jesus for an hour, half hour, and any comments, any prayers you need, I'm going to print them off, and I'm going to bring them to the Lord Jesus. So read them there. Look, you've covered two birds with one stone, right? You kill two birds with one stone right there. You can evangelize a little bit, and you're praying for people that you know and love, or people you don't even know. That could be a good way. So there's just so many different ways for us. You know, and even if you just get the adoration for a few minutes, one extra daily mass a week. But this is where we can go. This is where we have to go in our culture today. Let's go to Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Hello, Julie.
Good morning, John.
All right, good morning to you. What do we got coming? You're going to be live at the Iowa State Fair.
We are, the second week in a row. We were the first show to hit it off there.
Yes,
so
you were.
So that's quite an honor.
Well, good.
Today we're going to have Deacon Randy Keel on our show today. Many people know him as Deacon Randy Keel, as Randy Keel from Cardia Counseling, but I don't know if a lot of people realize that he has a booth out at the State Fair. He has the Wax Hands, which is located in the southeast corner of the Varied Industries building. So he's going to come on and share a little bit how his faith intersects with doing hand molds of people's hands that come through his business, because there's a lot of stories in what he does in that. People who, you know, maybe a mom has had cancer and so they want to have a memory of her hand, so they're dipping their hands, or babies and all kinds of things. And he's really got some stories to share how he has brought his faith into his work at the fair.
Yes, he has been out there a number of years now, and it's always good when I go out there and just walk by and see that operation he's got. It's awesome. It really is. He's got his whole family working it there, and they have a lot of fun. Now, what are you going to eat today?
What am I going to eat?
I'm interested in that.
I like the pork chop on a stick.
Okay.
I like protein. And
you go healthy too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But you know what? I am going to indulge today. I've been waiting all week. I've been out the fair several times. I'm going to get one of those nutty bars, I call them.
Ooh.
The dipped ice cream. Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to indulge.
Good. Oh, my gosh.
It's a feast day, right?
It's a feast.
So,
it's a solemnity. We got to celebrate today. That's perfect. I didn't even make that connection.
Well, I did, because I'm always looking for a sweet.
Isn't that the truth? When we're Catholic. I love it. All right, Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, along with Chris Magruder, live from the Iowa State Fair this morning, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening. If you miss it, you can check it out online at iowacatholicradio.com. Have fun, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, as Julie said, it is a solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Thursday, August 15th. It's a holy day of obligation, friends, which means you get the opportunity to go to Mass. Thank God. So make sure, you know, they got, I know, 6 o'clock Mass. I'll be there at St. Pius tonight with my family. But there's Masses all around. I know there's noon Masses and morning Masses and evening Masses. No excuses. Find a Mass, you and your family, to go and honor Our Lady and what God does through her. Really is incredible. August 15th. When we come back, Ellen Miller of Mary's Meals is going to be on with a very special announcement. This is pretty exciting. I've read it, all about it, and I can't wait to share it with all of you. So we'll have that for you coming up about 7:45 today. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Full range of residential plumbing services right here in Des Moines. Household plumbing is vital. We all know this, for comfort. And when something goes wrong, that's when oftentimes we think about it. But the one thing that Golden Rule does is they try to get ahead of it. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each and every time. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. On the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we read that she understands she isn't who she is without the grace that's supplied to her by Jesus, something that we do well to remember. Therefore, we venerate her not because of what she's done on her own. We do so because of her cooperation with that grace given to her, and in this situation, she allows herself to be drawn up to God. Likewise, we're meant to realize and acknowledge that everything good that we have comes from God, and to use those blessings to magnify and the glory of the Lord like she does.
Ladies, please join us for the next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, September 5th from 12 to 1 at Sacred Heart Church. We will be featuring Soul Core, a movement to nourish your body, mind, and soul through exercise and the prayers of the Rosary. Reserve your seat today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
You are the anchor for my soul. You won't let go. You won't.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Coming up, Ellen Miller is going to be on of Mary's Meals with a very special announcement. Very exciting things that are happening there at Mary's Meals. So we'll have Ellen coming up very soon. It is a solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're going to talk about that during our Saint of the Day segment today. Again, as a reminder, it's a holy day of obligation, so you get the opportunity to go to Mass today. Please take full advantage of that at your parish. Most parishes will have it up on their website, The Times. Otherwise, you can give them a buzz. Maybe they have it on a little recording there. All right, let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo this morning.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine this morning.
And so when's your next time out at the Iowa State Fair?
Next year.
Are you done?
2020.
Yesterday was it.
That was it.
Wow, not going for Extreme Sunday or anything
else? I can't,
no.
Really? I've got something going on Sundays. We're not going to be able to be there. And something going on Saturday, something going on Friday. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Wow, so you're going to miss Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes, I am.
Does that hurt your feelings?
Not at all. No. Are you going?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. You know, I'm not a
unless
music...
tickets fell in my lap between now and then.
Yeah, I've never really been a big music guy. I mean, I'm just mostly talk radio. I love, you know, that's why I love Iowa Catholic Radio so much. My dial's set here. I like a little sports talk here and there. I mean,
right.
But I've just never been a huge music. I'll do some praise and worship, of course, when I'm working out. That gets me pumped up. But
so you're saying if they did like a Major League Baseball game in the summer for whatever reason at the Iowa State Fair grandstand, you should pass that idea along to them. That would be something.
Wouldn't I'd be there. Yeah, well, I'd be there. And let me just put out the feeler now, just in case anyone is wondering. If you get an extra ticket to the Dyersville Yankees Sox game there at the Field of Dreams, you know where to go, all right? Just throwing it out there, just in case. You know, those tickets are going to be expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Actually, the fair did make an announcement, and then we'll get right into the news. You know, this year it was for King and Country at the grandstand on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. They actually posted on Facebook that day that next year for the grandstand show, I mean, we're assuming, I don't think it was specific, and I could be wrong, but Bethel Music, huge, you know, praise and worship team that does a lot of the national stuff. That's going to be the show next year.
Sounds
at
good
the
to
Iowa
me.
State Fair. So
I want to go out and see Gizmo and the Funnel Cakes.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Gizmo and the Funnel Cakes. They're one of
is
the
that
best.
Is that your new band, Tony? Gizmo and the Funnel Cakes?
Yeah, I eat them right up.
I like that. That's a nice name. That's a nice name for a band.
That would be.
I'd listen to them.
They only appear at the Iowa State Fair.
That's it.
They appear one time a year. From the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, 63 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Looks like showers and thunderstorms are going to be coming in late this afternoon, high of 80. Continuing then overnight with the low of 65, and tomorrow more showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a mix of sun and clouds the rest of the day, high of 83. As we look into Saturday, more showers and thunderstorms are possible, a high of 85, and then it looks like showers and thunderstorms could roll right into Sunday, too, so it might be a wet final weekend for the Iowa State Fair and a high of 87. Today is day number 8 to the Iowa State Fair, and if you are going to the fair today, be sure to make your way by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth, west side of the Annabelle Riley stage. This morning, 9 a.m., Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder. They will be broadcasting live. Also, while you are spending your final weekend at the fair and the temperatures are starting to rise, stay hydrated. Officials are asking you while you're making your way through the fairgrounds to stay hydrated. Pretty much cannot say that enough. The 2019 Best New Food at the Iowa State Fair was announced yesterday, and it was Georgie's Roast with the Most Wrap at G. Migs, located just west of the Iowa Catholic Radio booth. The Georgie's Roast with the Most Wrap is a cheddar tortilla wrapped with beef pot roast and has a white rice mixture with candy corn salsa and sour cream drizzle. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs lost to the Phillies last night, 11-1. Brewers beat the Twins, 6-5, and it was the Cardinals over the Royals, 6-0. Also, the White Sox took their game, too, with the Astros, 13-9. Today's Dallin Catholic Sports Calendar. There are no varsity sports or activities scheduled, but our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is Dallin Catholic football season opener on the 30th of August, Friday night, against Waukee at Valley Stadium. Kickoffs at 7. Broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwa, 63 right now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high of 80. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather and Sports Update. I'm John Leonetti in the morning. We'll have traffic next for Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not looking too bad for you, except for a little bit of a slowdown, about a 12-minute drive from the West Mixer into downtown on 235, 8 minutes as you're heading in from the East Mixer. Again, the biggest area of issue through Sunday is going to be all the extra traffic around the Iowa State Fairgrounds with the fair in full swing. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruction.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Pope Francis announced today that he is giving 6,000 blessed rosaries to Catholic communities in Syria as a sign of his closeness on this Marian Feast of the Assumption. Quote, prayer made with faith is powerful. We continue to pray the rosary for peace in the Middle East and in the whole world, Pope Francis said during his Angelus message for the Assumption of Our Lady. The Pope blessed the rosaries made by Catholic Charity Aid to the Church in Need and said that the Syrian families that lost someone because of the war are close to his heart. Quote, the Feast of the Assumption of Mary is a call for everyone, especially for those who are afflicted by doubts and sadness. He continued, today we look at Mary and we see the goal. We see that a creature was assumed to the glory of Jesus Christ, the risen Christ. So there you have it. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Now, you guessed it. Today, we're going all in. Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This feast has its roots in the teachings from at least the 6th century, though. It wasn't made official until 1950s. According to the Church, Mary was body and soul assumed into heaven after she had completed the course of her earthly life. Where, how, or when it happened is not known. It's not known if she first died and then was assumed, or if she assumed before she died. Some teachings place the assumption after Mary's physical death, but before burial. Others say Mary never died at all, as we said. Regardless of when her body was taken to heaven, what's important about this feast is that Mary was so close to her divine Son while on earth that she must be unified with him in heaven as well. Mary enjoys the promise of bodily resurrection that we all anticipate, hopefully for the end of the world. We ask today, Mary, the Mother of God, pray for us. Amen. And a thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, a deacon right here in Des Moines. Experienced in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you because he does the work for you. 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. Ellen Miller of Mary's Meals coming up right after this. Do not go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Big thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. There's just so many different organizations and groups that are doing good things. You know, 11 teams travel to South Africa with Blessman International each year. Some from St. Francis, others from different churches around the Des Moines area and even outside. And what are they doing? Well, they're fostering food secure communities. They're teaming up with people like Meals from the Heartland to feed 12,000 meals to impoverished children in South Africa each and every week. Blessman International, thank you for your evangelization. Thank you for all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. If you're looking to strengthen your marriage, then check out The Third Option. The Third Option is a marriage enrichment ministry which meets the first and third Monday of each month from 7 to 9 p.m. at Mercy College in downtown Des Moines. The third option is an ongoing support group for marriages built upon 14 skill-based workshops to develop better understanding, sensitivity, and trust. To learn more, contact the diocese and ask for Adam. If you've lost a spouse through death, divorce, or separation, then consider checking out Beginning Experience. The weekend program is held at St. Thomas More Center in Panora, September 20th through the 22nd. To learn more about Beginning Experience, come to their open houses on August 16th, August 30th, or September 6th at 7 p.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Des Moines. To learn more, contact Father Bob Shaman at 418-1938. That's 418-1938. Tune in the Heartland with Bishop Pates tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. live from the Iowa State Fair. Bishop will be visiting with some young Catholics from our diocese who have been showing their animals at the Iowa State Fair. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you to R&R Realty for underwriting the show. You know by now, they are Iowa's largest commercial real estate owner and developer. You didn't? Well, you do now. Professionals committed to providing cost-effective facility, efficient, and property management services to customers all throughout Iowa. Since 1985, staff knowledge, 24-hour service, facility budgeting and accounting, rrrealty.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. That is rrrealty.com. They've been at the seat at the table now for a long time, and we really appreciate them. All right, let's go to our last guest of the day. Who doesn't know this one? Ellen Miller, Mary's Meals. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning,
John.
Good
morning to you. It's been a little while since you've been on the show.
I know. I was just thinking, I think the last time I checked you out on Facebook, I heard you guys were having a third baby.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are coming up very soon, less than a month.
Wow. I have 10 grandkids now, and wow, the blessings just keep on coming.
It is pretty exciting. The name is Anthony Isaac, so we're going after two priests, two saints and priests. I told the Lord, I said, you are the one that's going to take care of this for us, all right? You're going to make him a priest. I'm not, but that's what we're going for here.
Well, that is beautiful.
Yeah, we're
beautiful.
Ready. Let's talk about Mary's Meals. Talk about beautiful.
Okay.
There's a big announcement that just happened for Mary's Meals. What is it?
Well, we are now feeding over 1.5 million children in 18 countries each and every day for the school year.
Now, where was that last year, that number, or in previous years?
You know what? When we started, when Magnus first came to the Christ Our Life Conference, they were at 400,000.
Wow.
And then, and that was 2010. And last year, they were at 1.4 million. And now they are over 1.5. So the ministry just keeps on growing. These kids are getting their food at school, which is giving them hope for a better tomorrow. It is such a beautiful ministry to be a part of.
18 countries.
That's
right.
18 countries.
So now where it just keeps increasing. Do you remember the amount of countries Mary's Meals was in when he first came to Christ Our Life?
You know, that's a good question. No, I don't.
What would he say? What would he say was the? I mean, I'm trying to think because he was a CNN hero. You got to think you're going to get a big jump for that, right? I mean, after that, because
Yeah.
Well, just because, I mean, it was so widely broadcasted of what Mary's Meals is doing, and that might have put him on the map. But Christ Our Life, I mean, we got to give credit where credit is due. You both have really just taken this, and I mean, there's so many different Iowans involved in this now because of that.
Absolutely. The Heartland has been an amazing support for Mary's Meals and for the work that they do and the people on the ground in all of these 18 countries. You know, it's truly, it's like this global family, you know, all of us coming together and sharing our little acts of love. But they said that what they have seen in the Heartland and the outpour of generosity and help from little kids to big kids has just totally blown them away. I mean, very much touched their hearts.
So when are you quitting? When are you quitting your job, selling your home, and moving to Malawi?
I know. I so love.
I've got to think that you're tempted to do it. I got to think. I mean, your son did it, right?
Yeah, he did. Now Mike's been living there 8 years. Him and his family. Wow. They just signed up for two more. And for those of you who don't know, he is the finance and logistics officer for Mary's Meals in Malawi, Africa, where they feed over 1 million children there on a daily basis.
I mean, will he stay there, do you think, for the rest of his life?
No, we are planning for him to come back someday. He has three beautiful children that have a lot of cousins on this end of the world to play with. So we're definitely hoping for him to come back, you know, soon. Maybe in 2 or 4 years, I don't know.
Isn't it funny? His kids, you know, have never grown up in the United States, right?
All been born there, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's really something. And to think, I mean, just, this was in 2010. Was that right when he really caught fire with this, or was it 12?
Yes. My son was he was Magnus's ambassador when he came for the first Christ Our Life conference, and he was a senior in college, and right from college, he went off to work for Mary's Meals in Africa and hasn't been back since. I mean, for visits, for sure, but not to live. Yeah.
And now
cute. My grandkids will come home and go, Grandma, does your electricity always work? Or
you
don't
serious?
Have a fence around your house. How come you don't have a big fence, you know?
It's so funny.
Interesting, yeah.
I mean, so what are some ways that Iowa Catholic Radio listeners, if they haven't maybe ever heard of Mary's Meals, or they just haven't said, I'm going to do this yet, what are some ways they can get involved?
Well, they definitely can go to the Mary's Meals website, marysmealsusa.org. But we are having a concert here on August 29th at the Jasper Winery, which is so much fun. Mm-hmm. We have a band out of Nashville called High South. This is the third year we have held this concert, and it just grows and grows with popularity. I think the first year we had about 700 people, and last year we estimated over 1,200. You bring your cooler, you bring your lawn chair, you know, it's family friendly. Come on out, listen to this music that sounds like, it's like a vibe of Eagles and Crosby, Stills and Nash. The Knights are coming out, and they cook all the food, and all of it is donated by the Knights, so that anything you buy will go toward Mary's Meals, toward the children of Mary's Meals. So it's just one of those eat, drink, jam, and make a difference.
Now, who's the band? Did you say High South?
High South out of Nashville.
They're back.
Yeah, they're back. Oh, my goodness. And they have grown in such popularity that we're always just grateful. They have such a heart for Mary's Meals. In fact, they adopted a school after the first concert 3 years ago, and it's called High South Peace, Love, and Harmony. And it's from everybody's donations at these concerts. They feed over 1,100 children, and I have the opportunity now to go visit those children in Malawi. And, oh, my goodness, you know, what a blessing to be able to see the works on this end and then to see how it is implemented and affects the villages and the people on the other end of the world. Yeah.
I made it the year before, and it was a lot of fun. Where can people, you don't have to get tickets, or you do?
No. It's free. Come on in. It's free will donations. You know, if everybody just comes and shares in the music and learns a little bit more about Mary's Meals and you feel called to donate, there'll be a box there for to be passed around for you to give. And it's just our way of getting the message out and, you know, peace, love, and harmony, as High South will say.
What did we raise last year?
I believe it was over $22,000.
Wow. And what does that $22,000 do? Put it into perspective for Mary's Meals.
Well, what that $22,000 will do is you divide it by 1950, and if I had my calculator here, I'd figure that out for you. But it will feed those children at the school that the High South band has adopted. So everybody's donation will go toward the school. And with 1,000, I'm just estimating 1,100 kids times 1950, you can imagine what a bill that is. But easy to do when we all come together. You know, when you think about, oh my gosh, how are we going to feed 1,000 kids? But you have 1,200 people show up and everybody feeds a child and it's done.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
But yeah. A beautiful ministry.
Well, yeah. You guys are doing it. Mary's Meals is just a phenomenal organization, friends. Give us mm-hmm. the website again.
It's marysmealsusa.org. And, you know, don't let me forget to tell you, 93 cents of every dollar going toward the charitable work. I have never seen my $19.50 go so far.
$93.50 of every dollar.
93 cents. Yeah.
To put this into perspective, friends, good at the nonprofit level, what's considered good, I mean, in fact, really good, is 80 cents of every dollar. Because, of course, there's a lot of administration needs. And you know, we all know that. People need to support their families and are working and all this. So 80 cents for every dollar is good. Even people that dip down into the 70s, a little bit below that, you don't want to go. But, you know, 93 cents is almost unheard of in that world. So they have really skimmed the fat on everything. And it's just a worthy organization. You don't have to hear it from me. And we at Iowa Catholic Radio love and support them. Ellen Miller, hey, it's always a pleasure, Ellen. Thanks for coming on.
You too, John. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Ellen Miller of Mary's Meals and also the co-founder of Christ Our Life Catholic Regional Conference. There we go. Puts this Thursday in the books, everyone. Don't forget, everyone's out there at the Iowa State Fair, at the Iowa Catholic Radio booth. Go walk by, see the deacons, and get your miraculous medal. We talked about that earlier at the deacons' booth. They have miraculous medals they're giving away. There you have it. For free. And they're blessed. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us, and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.